because you have prayed for me, I returned safely. I attended the World Mission Conference. When I was leaving, it was really, really cold. But now it's really warm. Those of you who pray for me, elders and church officers and all the church members, I thank you. There are times that when we raise our children, we get really upset because we want our children to be doing really well, but sometimes they are making some trouble. And do you have your children who never cause any trouble and you're always happy with your children? But I've seen many families having problem with their children. So when do you get upset? When when you see your children's school report or many other things. So when your children don't eat sometimes, your kids, when they don't eat, you feel a little bit upset. So there are, we get upset with many reasons. So one more thing I want to mention. So when we ask our children to do something, sometimes our children will say, I cannot do one of our child will say, I cannot do this. You know, my kid never tried to do anything, even not even after trying, and kid will say, I cannot do it. Then when I hear this, I get really upset. So, like, you do your best to raise your children, and your children will say, oh, I cannot. One of your children will say, I cannot do this. I cannot. Do you think this is only happening to our children, or does it happen to you also? So when God gives you a mission to do or some sort of duty to do, would you say, God, thank you, I will do it? But you will say, God, I cannot do it. I will never do it. So when you say this, God will be really upset. So what are you thinking right now? You're sitting here right now. At this moment, what are you thinking? The thinking itself is yourself. There are people who are constantly thinking concerning faith. But there are other people who are always negative. The negativity is themselves. Are you always thinking of some things of concerning faith? Whether you think of belief or unbelief, that's you. So it is so important what you think right now. We have so many conflicts, we as believers. Some people don't know why they are living. the purpose of life. Some of you may not know why you're sitting here right now. So I hope you know why you're here and the reason why you believe in Jesus. So many conflicts are happening. So when you are full of conflicts, you don't know why you're living. And you may even think that, why am I sitting here right now? So people have one conflict after another. So what is the current address, spiritual address? I see people who have conflicts all the time. So what is your spiritual address right now? Many people live in absolute impossibility. So they esteem themselves and they lead a very confident life. Wouldn't that be nice? But some people don't know why they believe in Jesus. And some don't know why they're sitting here right now. So you may be living the life full of impossibilities. Why do we have conflicts all the time? We wish that we don't have any conflict. We have conflicts about what we're going to eat, and we have some different circumstances. Why do I have conflicts all the time? So there are many people who are helpless, and even as believers, they lead very helpless lives, one conflict after another. Are you living like that? Some people are doing well, and all of a sudden they can face the conflicts. And this person has a class act, and doing well and successful. I'm sure some of you are still full of conflicts at this time right now. We have so many conflicts. My life is so difficult. What is the reason you feel that way? We have to know the reason. You have to renew your lives. Why do you have so many conflicts? Why do you feel like really, really helpless? There are some reasons. First reason is because you lost this joy of salvation, the fact that you are saved. Even your believer, if you lost the joy of salvation, then you are full of conflicts. Because you don't realize the value of the salvation. So you have a lot of problems, and you do have conflicts. So where are we delivered from? We have to know what is the salvation. From where are we set free? First of all, we are set free from sin, problem of sin. Because of this sin, we were separate from God. We were not able to meet God. All have sinned and fall short glory of God. Because God is not facing us. God turned back from us. Think about this. You have this beloved person you cherish so much, and then this person turned back from you. How would you feel? And the person betrayed you and turned back from you. How would you feel? But this happened with God. God turned his back from us because of our sin. On the cross, Jesus said this, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus said, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" Because of our sin, God turned back from us. But amazing thing is that we are set free from this sin. The moment we believe in Jesus, we are set free. We should have this joy of salvation in our hearts. Second is we are set free from the death and hell. So when I went to Korea this time, I was at this church, and then I saw so many funerals because so many people died. So could you imagine the family members who had deaths in their family? So it is very painful. So we are very thankful we are free from death and hell. And the third, we are set free from Satan. Satan is dragging us all the time. But the moment we believed in Jesus, we are set free from the hands of Satan. So the impossibilities that I'm talking about is the sin, death, and Satan. No matter how smart you are, how able you are, you cannot overcome these problems. Absolute impossibility. But I'm very thankful that because the moment I believed in Jesus, I was set free. So you should feel this joy of salvation every moment, every second. So you should be really happy, actually. Some of you look like so gloomy, like dark. You should open up. Your face should be bright. Because you were set free from absolute impossibility. And you should say, I am a child of God who saved. I am a blessed person. I am a happy person. Do you believe this? So you should, when you have this assurance of salvation, all your conflicts go away. Second reason why? I have conflict because I do not really understand the content of salvation, context of salvation. So Jesus asked disciples, who do people say that I am? John the Baptist, the disciples said. Elijah, Jeremiah, John the Baptist, what does it mean? He was proclaiming the justice for the society. He was like emphasizing the justice. Jeremiah, he was a person who had the love for others. Elijah was a person with so much of a power who performed so many miracles. So people say, in church, we need to experience these things. We have to devote ourselves. We have to serve. We have to experience the power. Of course, these are correct. We as church, we have to help the poor. We have to serve the church. We have to love others and help others. But Satan is not afraid of these. You have to know the essence of church. So sometimes some church members may ask pastors, Pastor, why we don't do any like a service, or we don't do anything to help the poor or do other things? And like I mentioned before, we as believers should do these. But no matter how hard we try to do these things, Satan is not be shaken at all with these acts. So if we don't have the essence of faith, these are futile. Don't you have these kind of conflicts in your hearts? So don't be deceived by Satan. Many churches today are so much interested in the two fish and five loaves of bread. So remember the time when Jesus was performing the miracles. These the people, crowd, they had the food. So people say, oh, when I went to church, things were going well with me. So when you go to church, you get healed. When you go to church, you get rich, and all these kind of benefits of flesh. John 6:23 says, when does Satan crumble. When does Satan crumble? Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Living God. At that moment, Satan crumbles. We hear this all the time. When Peter said this, Jesus said that the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Because he said, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Living God. The gates of Hades will not overcome it. The spirit gives life and the flesh counts for nothing. Just like Peter, when he said that Jesus is the Christ. So when you hear this, you may say, oh, then I don't have to serve for the church. And I don't have to give for a church. I don't have to give offering. I'm not saying this. You know this. You understand this, right? You have to know what is most important. Do you have the joy of salvation in your hearts? When you hold on to this, Jesus is the Christ, that's when Satan really collapses. So if you don't know this, you are attacked by Satan. So two people were fighting and one person attacked the jaw of the other person. And then the person just collapsed. So the person who's attacking the other person would not stop there. Oh, how pitiful this person is. The person would continue to attack the other person when they're fighting. So Satan knows your weaknesses. Satan knows very well your weaknesses. The only way that you can really overcome Satan's attack, you have to confess that Jesus is the Christ every single day. I bless you in God's name. You have this. When I went to Korea, I met my colleagues from seminary school. So we talked about church. So we discussed about the problems within the church, and we were like, what are we going to do? So we had discussions. So my colleagues, pastors, pastor colleagues were saying the believers from the church, they would always say wrong things, incorrect things, and then they just cause a lot of trouble within the church. So, but the more frustrating thing is that even though they are incorrect, these people are spreading the gossip, some other people believe those gossip and they follow them. So no matter how close you are with your friend, if your friend is saying bad things about the other person, do not go with the person. So don't say anything against church, or don't say anything against. So people are so moved by it. That's why people are spreading the gossip. That's why people are having trouble within the church. Why is that? Why people say incorrect things and gossip, and why do people do that? Because they are not rejoicing the Christ. It's not a matter of character problem. Jesus Christ is the answer for our lives. You don't have to put down other people. Don't be shaken. Jesus Christ is the answer for our lives. Don't say this, "Oh, pastor, when I look at the person, I feel really tempted. I go to church and I hear so many things, like I hear gossip." Don't be shaken so much. So you have to say, "Christ is the answer for my life." So don't be shaken. Don't have conflicts. Peter says, "Jesus is the Christ, the Son of living God." Simon Peter, blessed are you. Well, blessed means something dropping from heaven, some sort of blessing. Could be. But what is true blessing? What is the blessing? Jesus is the Christ. So Jesus was very pleased. So Jesus said, "Gates of Hades will not overcome him." If you confess like this, Satan will not attack you. Whatever you bind in heaven will. This, in other words, you will receive the answer of prayers. "I will give you keys of kingdom of heaven." Another thing? "On this rock I will build my church." Never crumble. Depending on how we hold on to this covenant. Don't be shaken. Do not have conflicts. Don't be wavering so much. You're not that rich, but it's okay. You should be able to say, "Christ alone is sufficient for me." So if you only have that, then you would be a person with possibility. Today's title was From Absolute Impossibility to Absolute Possibility. Absolute impossibility was what? Sin, death, and Satan to absolute possibility who is Christ Jesus. Let me say this as conclusively. There are a couple of people who changed this absolute impossibility to absolute possibility. I'm going to talk about two people. One from Old Testament, one from Old Testament, who was Moses. God called Moses from Midian. So God said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and bring out Israelites. But Moses said, I cannot do it. That was absolute impossibility. I will be with you, but you cannot do it. God said that. And Moses said that, God, you know me. I was hiding in the wilderness. I cannot do it. Absolute impossibility. But this Moses received the blessing of Exodus. Do you know why? Hebrews 11:26. So Hebrews 11:26 is this Moses didn't want to be the son of princess of Egypt, prince of Egypt. He didn't want to be the prince of Egypt, and he chose the suffering. And for Christ, he did this. For Christ, he held on to the covenant. So the standard, how he changed, was from absolute impossibility to possibility. Was that? And then New Testament, you know, Peter, who was absolutely ignorant person, who was unlearned. He was a fisherman. He was unlearned and very ignorant person. But he was the main figure for the world evangelism. So he changed from absolute impossibility to absolute possibility. Because he said, Jesus, you are the Christ, the Son of living God. We heard this passage million times, and you know this verse very well. We heard so many times, but then we still get shaken with the conflicts. And people say, I cannot do it. It's not possible with me. When we hear this, we get upset. I will confess you, I face many problems and I say, God, I don't want to do it. It's too hard for me. And then I realize that I am within this absolute impossibility. But Peter said, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of living God. Confess this every day. You have many problems, right? You cannot make money. and people just put you down, and your children are having problems. We have so many problems. So we have one conflict after another. We feel so frustrated. Only Christ. Please hold on to this covenant. Do you still have conflicts? I was screaming, but do you still have conflicts? Please hold on to the covenant of Jesus Christ. I don't know other way. There's no other way. Whenever I face the problems, I even use my head to figure out, but I couldn't do it. But when I hold on to Christ and when I pray, things get resolved. So I want to pass this down to you. So when you live this week, Christ is everything. So when you hold on to this Christ, then you live first. Then your family would live. So I want to give you this gift of covenant of Jesus Christ. So stand firm in this covenant and do not be shaken so much. I bless you in the Lord's name so you can stand firm. Almighty Father, from now on, let us change absolute impossibility to absolute possibility. God, you have shown this to us. Let us receive the answers. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.